I begin in the name of the merciful God. Ladies and gentlemen, God Almighty's book, the glorious Quran, is the ultimate criterion for us. It's the balance revealed by God, the criterion, the standard. The decision of right and wrong is done on its basis. When we read its text, we are informed that in it there are verses which are muhkamat and those that are mutashabihat. And we are also informed that our real interest should be in understanding muhkamat. We shouldn't go after mutashabihat. What does it mean? Where has the Quran said it? And what aspect of it is desired to be understood? For this purpose, we will read the 7th verse of Surah Ali Imran. He says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. He is the one who has revealed this book on you, that is, the glorious Quran. مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ. It has muhkam verses. These are the verses that describe religion precisely. These are the verses describe its injunctions, clarify its basic concepts, and communicate its wisdom to people. All these are muhkamat. That is, these verses are clear in every respect, whose meanings and reality are both clear to humans. And through these, they get guided. He says, Hunna Ummul Kitab. These are the basis of the book. These are the basis of the book. That is, the injunctions given in it. That is, the injunctions given in the book, the guidance given, and the facts, they are clarified in these very verses. Therefore, this is the foundation on which everyone should stand. وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتِ. And there are mutashabihat too. That is, this book is primarily based on muhkamat, but there are some mutashabihat verses too. What is meant by mutashabihat? Mutashabihat means there are realities that we can't see in this world. We can't even form an idea of them. They belong to the unseen world. We have to help others understand it, to form an idea about it. What method will be adopted for it? Metaphors are used to do it. That is, it is our limitation of us humans, that so long as there is no real concept at hand, there is no real object in existence, we can't have words to express them. Because our language comes into existence through concepts and objects. If somebody was to tell some 200 years ago that these electric bulbs would lighten up, how would he have expressed it? Probably he would have said, there will be candles without wax. This is a metaphorical description. One of the important realities Quran wants us to believe in is the concept of the judgment day. It's an unseen event. God Almighty clarifies about the beginning of existence, about what was revealed to man, and clarifies a few things about angels. All these belong to the unseen world. What exists in the unseen world don't have words in our vocabulary. Therefore, metaphors are employed. Like when the paradise is described, it is said, there will be flowing rivers in it, gardens, wide-eyed ladies, castles. What's this description? The items of luxury of creation. The items of luxury and recreation in this world. Their example has been used to give us an idea of the paradise. We clearly understand these verses. We don't find any difficulty in understanding their meanings. But what do they really represent? What do they mean is what we cannot understand. So he says, وَأُخَرُوا مُتَشَابِهَاتِ, because the Quran gives us news about an unseen world which isn't before our eyes, which we haven't seen, the names of whose objects haven't reached us. Therefore, Quran mentions such verses too, which describe those objects metaphorically. He says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ. Then those whose hearts are twisted, they go after these mutashabihat verses. ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء التأويل. Some desire to create mischief. They don't want to understand the truth. Despite it being properly clarified that the next life would appear which will have both heaven and hell, but they are fully determined in discussion to talk about whether the trees there are going to be exactly like the trees we have here. And if there are going to be rivers, are they really going to have milk and honey flowing in them? They want to know the reality and determine it precisely. Their purpose in doing it is to create mischief. Or the natural curiosity to know in humans is what they employ to know the reality of them. It said, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Even though nobody knows their reality except God. That is, the words in which these realities are expressed are clearly understandable. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, flowing rivers in the paradise. There is no problem in understanding these words. What kind of rivers are those going to be? What's going to be their reality? No one except the creator of the world knows about it. It says, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. Those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, they believe in them the same way and say, كُلُّم مِّنْ إِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. All this is from our Lord. وَمَا يَزَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. But only those can benefit from it who use their intellect. Consequently, if man has unbiased, uncontaminated intellect, he understands their meanings but doesn't go after their reality. And I seek forgiveness for myself and for you and for all believers.